This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Mary Marshall, one of the co-chairs of Celebration of Literacy for 2020. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Y'all ready for doing this again?
Oh, yes. This is our 19th year.
And have you been involved the whole time?
Yes.
And talk about why Celebration of Literacy takes place and the groups that help you organize it.
It's Altruce International of Roseburg, and then the Umpqua Literacy Council are the two that do this. The Literacy Council is mainly made up of teachers that we all need to work on reading. It's important that if you can't read, you can't get a job, you can't really function well. So reading is very important for children.
So you have things going on for how long?
For a month.
Wow. So a big emphasis, lots of things happening all over the place. Talk about some of the events.
Well, right this coming week, on Saturday, we're starting in Canyonville, the Canyonville Library. Each one of the libraries, our theme is reading around the world. So each library has decided that they will come up with a country, and they have a country, and then they will have all the information on it. Some are going to do dancing, and they'll have foods, and they'll have all kinds of fun things. So all 10 libraries are doing something in the first week of February.
And obviously people can check with the library closest to them to find out exactly what's going on. And these are all happening. Is it all on Saturday or different times?
No, that fills the full week. It just depends on when the libraries are open. Not all of them are open 7 days or 6 days a week or anything. They're only open two or three, so they have to pick the dates that they're open.
And beyond that, what are some of the other things going on?
We have their Celebration of Literacy is coming up on the 22nd. Which is fun for all children, usually from preschool to fifth through fifth grade, and there are all kinds of events for the kids to do. We're going to do a new one this year. A lot of parents come, and they have kids that are in preschool or first, second, third grade or something, and they have a tiny tot, and there's nothing for them to do, so we're going to have a little area that's set off for toddlers, two and under, for their moms to go, and they have a little bounce house for them. And so that's a new thing this year.
And where is this held at?
This is at the Douglas County Fairgrounds from 10 till 3.
So you've got all kinds of activities during that event.
Right. We're having the book walk, which the kids can walk around. They get books. The kids can go out with bags of books if they're into books, because every different group gives books out. And then this year we're going to have Eastwood Elementary has a clown college, and they are going to be performing in at 3, I think, or 1. What is time? Is
looks
that
like 1?
Yeah, at 1 o'clock, and then the wildlife safari will come, and they will bring a cheetah at 11.
Wow! So things going on throughout the day. You also do something called Valentines for Vets. Talk about that.
Valentines for Vets is done at the Boys and Girls Club in town. And the kids come in, and then we have all the supplies for them. And they make Valentines for Vets, thanking them for their service. And then they're taken over to the VA and given to the veterans on Valentine's Day.
And I see a book drive as well at Wildlife Safari.
Yep. Wildlife Safari is going to have a book drive. The kids can go, if they bring a book, they can get through the drive-through at no charge. The parents will still be paying, but the children won't have to pay.
Wow. And then you've got a movie night again this year.
Oh, yep. The movie night. So many things, haven't we? Movie night is going to be on the 18th, is that right? I think it's 18th.
Yep.
And it's going to be, you come about 5:15, 5:30, and you can get a new book. And the theater has been wonderful, and they give a discount, and the kids can get popcorn and a pop for $2.50, I think it is. And then they can get in to see, what is it?
Rio 2?
Rio 2, yes.
Okay. Now, every year, you guys have had a literacy play. Talk about how that works.
That is done by the high school, and the older kids put the play on. They make this play, and they do all of the work on the play, and then they put this on for the kids that has something to deal with reading.
Wow. So, I mean, you just have one activity after another. Now, you guys give out a lot of books throughout the year, but really a lot of it is during this month, right?
Right. Yes, we took books to UCAN yesterday to go to Reedsport, Glendale, and Drain. So, and then this coming week, we will take them to the rest of the food pantries.
Wow.
And we do between 5,000 and 7,000 of those at that time.
That is a, and are these like all new books or?
Well, they're gently used books.
Wow. Now, you have the, I guess the final event is the Battle of the Books, March 7th.
Yes, and that'll be in Winston at Brockaway School. And there's every school, I think, in the county has a team that comes and they read a certain number of books. Then they have to take a, then they take in their classrooms, they have a challenges and they choose the one that's the best in the school. And then they come and they challenge all these other schools and they have to answer all these questions about these books. And then they get to go to Salem for the big event at the, in April, I think it is. So,
wow. So you're going to be busy for the next few weeks.
Yes, we are.
How many of you are part of Altrusa that, that work on putting this together between Altrusa and the Literacy Council?
Well, there's probably around 20 of us, and then we have other people that come and help volunteer.
Wow.
We have the Altrusa, the girls that have Astra at the high school. They come in the, they have other groups from the high school that come and help us.
So you've put a lot of effort into this for a lot of years. You must think it's really important.
It is important because there's no way that these people can purchase books. They're so expensive, books are anymore. So, and to get books in the kids' hands so they can read instead of watching things on TV or doing something else. And if they don't read, they can't do a lot of jobs. They can't fill out forms. They can't do checks. They don't know how to do things, and they just fall farther and farther behind in life.
All right. Celebration of Literacy getting started on Saturday. Mary Marshall, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:38 on the Morning Report.